KUTX 98.9, this is Jody Denberg, live in Studio 1A, and our guest today is Parker Gisbert, who is playing at Waterloo Records today at 5 and at the Mohawk tonight. You know his music from his work with the Wigs. He's got a new solo album out called Sunlight Tonight. We'll hear a song from it live, and then we'll talk with Parker live on KUTX. What would you like to start with?
I'm going to do a song called Life in the Goldilocks Zone.
Let's do it.
Roses are blowing in the garden, hanging on like fire in the wind. Horizons of glittering gold creeping in.
Parker Gisbert live on KUTX. The song, yep, Life in the Goldilocks Zone. And Parker's new album is Sunlight Tonight. Today at 5, Parker's at Waterloo Records for an in-store, and he plays the Mohawk tonight. The voice you were using there, the approach you had, is very different from what I used to hear from you when you were in the Wigs.
Yeah, I'm exploring a good amount of notes that basically I couldn't really do in the rock band, just singing in falsetto and in registers that didn't really get above the onstage sound of the band. You know, I'm able to hear myself a little better when there's no drums and bass. So, yeah, exploring some higher and some lower registers than I use with the group.
And doing a solo record, does that also free you up lyrically to go to other places you might not have gone to?
Yeah, everything becomes more lyric-driven. Like, the lyrics are what I'm looking at when I'm deciding what songs to keep and what songs to cut. Whereas in the band, I think you're a little more liable to select a song because there's like a cool drum and bass groove or, you know, a sweet guitar part. It might not be the best song lyrically, but it has some other ingredient that, you know, that ends up getting it on the record. So now that I'm solo, it's just the songs that I'm more stoked on lyrically become what makes it up the record.
Now, the Wigs have had a great run so far, 5 albums, you know, some great tours, did the late night TV thing. Is the band on hiatus? Would that be a fair statement?
No, I think, you know, we're still, like, a show came up the other day and we were talking about doing it, and Tim, our bass player, plays in Kings of Leon now, and Julian, our drummer, plays with Band of Skulls and Lone Bellow and Karen Elson a little bit, and I'm doing the solo thing. And if there's something that sounds fun, a tour or a festival or, you know, any kind of show, and we're all off and we can all make it happen, you know, we're still up for doing stuff. So that's kind of the state of it right now.
A good state to be in.
Totally.
And sorry for this pun, but the state that the Wigs were based out of is Georgia, but you're living in Tennessee now.
Yes, sir. So Julian, the drummer who started the band with me, we grew up together in Atlanta and then both went to University of Georgia, lived in Athens for 10 years, and that's where the band began, was Athens. But as a band, we moved to East Nashville in 2011.
Okay.
So we've been out of Georgia for about 8 years. And everybody's liking it. We like Nashville. It's been good to us.
Talking with Parker Gisbert, who has an in-store today at 5 at Waterloo and a gig tonight at the Mohawk. And you made the record in Nashville with Emery Dobbins, who's done great work with Patti Smith and Anthony and the Johnsons. And you had some amazing musicians on there, Patrick from the Black Keys, musicians who'd played with Sparkle Horse and with Adele. Again, just seems like a liberating situation for you artistically.
It is, yeah. It, like I was saying about having the lyrics kind of dictate what songs are on the album, I'm able to look at the songs as a skeleton and just see what songs have the strongest bones and internally are just built the best. And then once I make that selection, like you said, Emery, who did a great job producing this record for me, we knew that I was going to be touring as a solo guy like I'm doing right now. And once we made that conclusion, we are a little more liberated to just put strings on the album, put harps, trumpets, really fill the record out sonically and not have to worry about how we were going to replicate it live. And it allowed me to serve the songs more than ever with arrangements and not have to go back to trying to make it fit into a 3-piece rock band. I could really get carried away with the instrumentation that I brought in and whatever other elements I wanted to enhance the song.
And you're 2 weeks into the tour. So far, so good?
Hey, so far, so good. No major catastrophes yet. Everything's been pretty chill.
And a nice road ahead of you as well.
Totally.
Parker Gisbert is our guest, playing tonight at the Mohawk, doing an in-store at Waterloo at 5 today, and with another song from the new solo album, Sunlight Tonight. You want to introduce this song?
Yeah, this is a song I wrote about my favorite topological feature, and that would be the volcano. The song's called Volcano.
Can't drown myself in the ocean, blow my brains in the sand, hang myself from a palm tree, start working for the man. The pressure building up slowly from the inside, now I'm exploding like a volcano. Blow my brains in the boardwalk, slit my wrists in the sand, red blood running like rivers, lava lakes in my hands. The pressure building up slowly from the inside, now I'm exploding like a volcano. Volcano. Now I'm exploding like a volcano. 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 Volcano.
We don't need no stinking band.
That's right. I got a distortion pedal.
Parker Gisbert live on KUTX, Volcano from the new album Sunlight Tonight. Have a good time at the Mohawk tonight and at the Waterloo Inn store as well.
Thank you, sir.
And want to thank our engineers today, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove, our multimedia crew led by Salvador Castro, assisted by Tristan Ipok and Juan Figueroa. That means you'll be able to watch these songs on KUTX.org before too long. Our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg, and you've been listening to Parker Gisbert. Go see him this afternoon at Waterloo and tonight at the Mohawk. Thank you, Parker.
Thank you, sir.
KUTX.
Shook off all the bullying that was weighing down my shoes. Let go of the picture of how I thought it would be. And focused on the painting that was hanging in front of me. Stepping through the canvas into the sun. I paint a world that matters.
years move through us. But that's what has made me tough. I'm never gonna be good enough. But that's what has made me tough. I'm never gonna get good enough. But that's what has made me tough. I'm never gonna be good enough.